Coming up on show 8:30, Tesla just installed their 500th supercharger in the UK. Stick around, I'll tell you more. Plus on the podcast today, Ionity, another charging network who are celebrating. Buick introducing more electric cars to China. Supercharging usage is hitting new highs. And what do we do with EV batteries when we're finished with them in their cars? Well, a couple more stories to tell you on the podcast today. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you're listening around the world. Welcome to EV News Daily. This is what happened on Sunday, 5th of July. My name is Martin Lee, going through every EV story so you don't have to. So congratulations, first of all, to Ionity. That's the European Fast Charging Network. It was founded 3 years ago in 2017. Founding members, I think, were BMW, Daimler, Ford, and Volkswagen, with the Porsche brand representing VW. They were then joined by Hyundai, representing Kia and Hyundai, in 2019, and they've just celebrated their 250th location here in Europe. It says Inside EVs, well, Ionity announced the news on July the 3rd, 6 months since the milestone of 200 charging stations, and the pace of new installations was significantly lowered because of COVID, and we're wondering whether the target of 400 locations by the end of the year will indeed be hit. Ionity have got a good reputation, actually, for building out those charging stations pretty quickly. Don't get me wrong, I know there are ones that if you go onto the Ionity website, well, the last time I went onto the Ionity map, at least, and looked at a few of the ones that are in the UK, they've been under construction for months, if not years. But there are others, like, well, there's a place called Cambridge here. And from start of construction to start of operation, it was a really short time, actually. So the Ionity engineers and planners in the company clearly working hard through lockdown. They do want to get 400 locations by the end of the year, not 400 chargers, but locations. I'm a bit late with this news because there's actually now 251 stations installed, 49 under construction. Most of the hardware they put in are by the Aussie company Tritium. Over half of them are those chargers. They also got some ABB chargers and 28 Porsche engineering chargers. Let's also talk about Tesla superchargers. Congratulations to the Tesla team. They've just expanded their EV charging network in the UK following announcements by Elon Musk that after a bit of a pause, they're ready to start building them out at a rapid pace again. And 500 supercharger devices have now been installed in the UK and Ireland. Well, the first superchargers appeared in the UK in 2014. I'd love to know if anybody listening to this podcast was supercharging their Tesla back in 2014. Now available in 63 locations, all in good locations as well, from my experience of supercharging. Tesla has installed 42 new superchargers so far this year alone. And says the website Tesmanian, the company's supercharger network expansion temporarily slowed down to allow for some of the focus and the shift into the ramp up and production of Supercharger V3. Well, Supercharger V3 uses the same principle as their current superchargers, but there's no more sharing of stalls. So if you've supercharged, you'll know all about this. But if you haven't driven a Tesla or had to supercharge, Tesla stalls are marked A and B. And so it's fine if you turn up to a matching pair and you're the only one, but if there's one of you on each, you're sharing the power. Now, with the V3 superchargers, there's a 1 megawatt cabinet on the other end of them. So that 1 megawatt cab can look after four chargers, 250 kilowatt peak charging rates on each version 3 supercharger, and no sharing. So 8 V3 superchargers are in the UK, all of them at a place called Park Royal. It's a service centre in London. Model 3, of course, is compatible with V3 superchargers. Model S and X come with an adapter, so you can use the same system. CCS plug, very popular over here, this side of the Atlantic. And more V3 superchargers for the UK, hopefully, fingers crossed. Well, that would be lovely, wouldn't it? Well, Tesla has updated the warranty on their problematic media unit and touchscreen unit with a, what I quote, is ridiculously short 2-year, 25,000-mile limit. Those are not my words, the words of Electrek, a website that's normally very pro-Tesla. At least it has been over the years, but you've noticed a change, well, not a massive change, but they don't run too many negative articles, but just seeing a few. I think if you were being fair, you would say that sometimes a lot of the fan blogs don't dole out criticism of any car company where it's due. And I suppose all Electrek would say here is actually they do think that a two-year warranty on these media units, the touchscreens in Teslas, isn't good enough. As they previously reported, Tesla did have a problem with the embedded multimedia card. In the original MCU, so the central media unit with a touchscreen, there's memory cards buried deep inside that. And the original ones were being overwritten so many times. They were being overwritten, like memory writing and in usage, to the point of failure. Many early Tesla owners were having to replace it. And this week, Tesla updated the warranty on the replacement unit. So if you get a replacement unit from Tesla, and they slashed the length of coverage in half. So only 2 years, only good for 2 years, and 25,000 miles, which is an interesting move to make, because Tesla have normally been ones that have gone over and above in terms of warranties. I mean, you go back and it's unlimited mileage warranties have been in Tesla's past before. So that's kind of an interesting development, and one that you can see will get a few backs up. Let's talk about Buick adding a new plug-in hybrid to China, I should add. The Velite 6 is a plug-in hybrid, what the Chinese would call a new energy vehicle. The model is expected to be launched later this month in July. The Velite 6 is a plug-in hybrid powered by Buick's eMotion EV technology and leverages GM's expertise. It says Green Car Congress, and don't get that confused with a car that I've talked about recently on the podcast, which is the Buick Velite 7. Talking about that recently, that is a variant on the BEV 2 platform of the Chevrolet Bolt. And the brand new Buick Velite 7 has the new state-of-the-art battery pack that has 500 kilometres or 311 miles, they say, but it's China, it's NEDC way of measuring it, so 220 maybe. In China, makes it the most efficient electric crossover in its class, they say. Aesthetically, the Velite 7, not the Velite 6, the one that's a pure EV, has a pretty simple design, a few body panels shared with the upcoming Chevrolet Bolt, the EUV, I should add. The company has announced that the new high-performance lithium-ion modular battery that is inside the Buick Velite 7 has a new higher energy density to the battery pack because of new cell chemistry. Additionally, the battery pack has an advanced structural design and BMS active thermal management that meets, they say, GM's global standards as per GM authority. So two new cars to look forward to in China there, the plug-in hybrid, the 6, and the full EV, the 7. A little tweet from Elon Musk that I saw. North American supercharger unit usage is now at pre-COVID high. Europe about a week behind. China and Asia Pacific in general doing great. Yeah, Elon put this tweet out of a graph and the curve. And the curve starts at the beginning of the year and it goes up and up and up. And then COVID hits and it goes down. And supercharging usage was down about 80%. Of course, you know, we were certainly in lockdown. We were allowed to travel for 1 hour's outdoor exercise a day at the very worst of it. And certainly, we were not allowed to be doing any long road trips, and certainly, well, people were caught doing that and got big trouble with the police. And, well, some did, anyway. friends in high places and all that. Depends if you were testing your eyesight. And so, they noticed supercharging usage, of course, just fall off a cliff, and because no one was using them. However, soon it would come back. And now, the European supercharger usage for Teslas, at least, like Elon said, about a week behind the US curve going back up. But anyway, the US, North America, is in pre-COVID highs at the moment. Not only has life got back to normal, people are using them even more. A real indicator, really, of life going back to normal. There's lots of different, I'm sure, data points and touch points. But looking at how much car chargers are used, that's an interesting way of measuring how much life has gone back to normal. There's a company called TEPCO, Japanese utility Toyota Electric Power Company. TEPCO. TEPCO Holdings is launching a new battery storage business utilizing used EV batteries from China, Nikkei has learned. The plan is to assemble used batteries, they say, into a containerized energy storage system to assist renewable energy plants, writes the Nikkei Asian Review. Well, transmission and distribution units TEPCO Power Grid will purchase used EV batteries from trading companies in China and elsewhere, combining around 20 to 30 vehicles worth of them into a container-type battery, where the batteries will be sold to solar and renewable energy plants for between 30 and 50% less than other batteries. TEPCO hopes to grow the business into a new revenue stream. EV batteries are generally replaced 7 to 10 years, you'd say, but used EV batteries still have, well, I mean, how long's a piece of string? Around 70% of their original capacity when they come to the end of their life of being useful inside a car. And they're not the only ones doing it. Audi and the utility company ENBW are setting up an EV battery operation at their Heilbronn plant to build scalable storage facilities. It's going to be done by the end of the year. Draws on retired batteries to help power the grid, according to carandbike.com. Well, EV battery recycling and reuse has become a priority for car and battery makers, while renewable energy companies face the problem of how to absorb surpluses of wind and solar power to avoid waste and disruption of the stability of grids, slowing the transition to purely carbon-free electric. Well, Audi has been testing the behaviour of electric car batteries, representing about a third of an EV's unit costs. By far and away, the biggest single item in an EV is the battery. In a research setting in Berlin for 3 years now, the batteries to be used for this project that Audi are going to be using come from test cars, which have been run hundreds of thousands of kilometres in every part of the world at every different temperature before the Audi e-trons hit the road. And now these test vehicles are having their batteries donated so they can be used once again for another 3 to 10 years. And finally, in the UK, hopes of a new scrappage scheme, reportedly offering £6,000 towards the cost of an EV, have been dashed. Now the government appears to have rejected the idea, says the RAC. Well, the Times newspaper first reported that this could be coming, and then they reported a letter from Rachel McLean, a junior minister for the Transport and Environment Department, reading this: "The government has no plans at this stage to introduce a scrappage scheme." A similar scrappage scheme was dismissed in 2018 as ministers believed it was difficult to deliver and potential to open to abuse. At present, the government does give EV buyers £3,000 off a new car. That was down by £500 in March. And it's a real shame, actually. When these first reports came out a few weeks ago, £6,000 towards the cost of a brand new EV, if you had a dirty diesel, it has to be... The plan was for it to be more than 10 years old. I think it was more than 10, and you had to own it for the last year, so you couldn't just, you know, nip out and buy an old diesel for a couple of hundred quid. I think you had to have it on your logbook for the last year or something. Sadly, they look like... I've noticed what happens a lot with governments, and this isn't new, is it? They leak things to friendly journalists. They leak potential ideas or policy to friendly newspapers, friendly journalists, and it leaks. And they judge the reaction. And it's, you know, politicians have been doing it since the beginning of time. It happens more and more these days. And there was a big outcry by the look of it, the car lobby in this country, which didn't want EVs favoured. And it is surprising how many car makers still talk out of both sides of their mouth. They still say, we really want a nice, clean, green future, and we're going to make loads of EVs. And yet when the government says, OK, here's an idea, we will give people £6,000 for an old dirty diesel, as long as it's crushed, that was the deal, as long as it's crushed, if they go ahead and buy a brand new electric car. Well, all of a sudden, that was a very big problem for the car industry. They weren't very happy with that. And by the look of it, lots of pressure applied, and now the government have backed down. They will say it was never in the plans. But we'll see how these things work. Real shame. I'd be interested to know what kind of things have happened around the world, if you know of other schemes. I don't know where you listen to this show. If it's somewhere that I don't talk about very often, please let me know, and let me know what sort of schemes and incentives and things that sometimes crop up where you live. I'd love to hear from you. My email address is hello@evnewsdaily.com, or leave a comment on the YouTube show. Well, there are 829 previous shows in the archive, and that archive does stay online. That's a lot of files, that's a lot of audio, that's a lot of server storage, and it all gets paid for by our Patreon supporters. It's there as a resource for anyone who wants to learn about EVs. The blog is evnewsdaily.com. It's a simple WordPress blog. It's the best I can do. And thank you very much to our premium partners, Phil Roberts of Electric Future, Brad Crosby, Avid Technology, Brightsmith Group for clean tech talent, Porsche of the Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, and now nationalcarcharging.com and alohacharge.com. Also, the partners of this show for a long time now, OEM Audio of New Zealand and evpower.co.nz. Of course, if you do drive an EV in New Zealand, then you want to be checking out evpower.co.nz. Also, Paul O'Connor. Hello, Paul. Here in the UK, tryev.com are getting people into EVs and showing them what it's like. Hello to Gareth Hamer. Also, emobilitynorway.com. Bob Boothby, looking forward to opening up Millbrook Cottages and elopement wedding venue. And ev-resource.com as well. And all of the exec producers of the show. Alan Robson, Alan Shedd, Alex Banahini, Alexander Frank, Anders Hope, Andrea Jefferson, Asir Khalid, Ashley Hill, Bjarne Fugstak, Brent Kingsford, Brian Thompson, Bruce Bohannon, Charles Hall, Chris Hopkins, Colin Hennessy, and Cam's EV gang. Craig Coles, Craig Rogers, Damian Davis, Darren Bird, Darren Feach, Darren Sant, and Yorkshire EVs. Dave Jewson, David Barkman, David Finch, David Moore, David Partington, David Prescott, Derek Riley, and the Dublin EV Owners Club. Don McAllister, making those videos at screencastsonline.com. Enrico Stefanchillo, Eru Kyunyan Yombi, Frederick Rovick, Free Jewel, who's James, Gene Rubin, Gilberto Rosado, Jeff Lowe, Headley Wright, Ian Griffiths, Ian Sear, Ian Watty Watkins, Jack Oakley, James Storr, Jerry Allison, Jim Duggan, Jim Morris, John Bailey, and John C. Solar. John Lacey from Click Clack Video NZ, and John, who is Beardy McBeardface at Ken TV's. John Manchak, Juan Gonzalez, Ken Morris, Kevin Mass, and Carl Mann, Lars Dallager, Lawrence D. Allen, Lee Brown, Luke Cully, Marcel Lohman, Marcel Ward, Mark Bossett, Martin Croft, he's the Dorset tradesman, Marty Young, Matt Piscioni, Matt Shah, Michael and Luke Turrell, Mia Oppelstrup, Michael Pastrani, Mike Rogers, Mike Winter, Nathan Gore Brown, and Neil E. Roberts, some Sussex EVs, Nigel Miles, Northern Explorers, Ohan Aston, Paul Ridings, Paul Stevenson, Perry Simpkins, Pete Glass, Pete Gordon, Peter and D. Roberts from Oxen EVs, Phil Mouchet, Philip Troutman, Pontus Kindlad, Raj Badwell, Rajiv Narayan, Ralph Jensen, Ron H. Schneider, Richard Lupinski, Rob Cooling at appledriving.co.uk, Rob Hermans, Robert Grace, Robin Tanner, Rupert Mitchell, Sari Kanga Sodja, Sakey Payne, Stephen Penn, Steve John, Thomas J. Tias, the Plug Seekers YouTube channel, Tim Gutteridge, and William Langhorne. Have a wonderful day. Catch you tomorrow, and remember, there's no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.